Welcome to AnimeCon's TV Feedback episode for April 2014. I'm Sketch.
And I'm Shiva.
It's time for us to sit down and check out all the feedback you sent our way since last month. So let's get to it.
We got a lot of it this month.
A lot of it, yeah. Wow, 4 voicemails. Alright, let's see how bad this goes.
Hey guys, it's Movie Phone. It's 8 in the morning, and I'm calling from PAX East in Boston. This convention so far is awesome, and really, it hasn't even started. I'm hanging out at PC Free Play, talking to a whole bunch of staff. Hopefully, I'll be able to remember to call and tell you some other cool stuff. PAX East, if you haven't gone, please, for the love of all that's good and holy, go.
So we have to go to PAX East for the love of all that's good and holy.
Good and holy. Okay, put your thumbs down. Okay, let's, where's the next one? Okay, and so our next one.
Well, hey there, AnimeCons. I'll have you know I've taken off my sugar crown to make this phone call. It's the Monday morning after PAX, and we're all exhausted. You know, when you stop a 2,500-person convention, the next logical thing is to stop a convention at 1,000. Because, yeah. Anyway, this con was great. MC Frontalot was there. I saw Geek and Sundry. And other than that, I kind of worked. But the Land Fest is awesome. And I got to see the guy from Funny Arcade. So you should go. Anyway, I'm going to take a nap again. Bye.
Another outstanding recommendation and con report from a voicemail.
For PAX East. That was in Boston, was it last week, 2 weeks ago?
1 week ago.
1 week ago.
Ish.
Another one.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that I realized every call I've made you, except this one, I was wearing pants.
Oh God!
Put on pants, movie phone guy. Not cool.
Not cool, bro. Not cool. I mean, I guess a little drafty. Got a bit of breeze.
I don't want to think about movie phone guy that way.
And a fourth one.
Swag! I love swag, I love PAX East 2014, and I love you, AnimeCon. Actually, right now, I'm going to call your fan cup. I've seen an awesome Ben costume. I've seen a drunk man try to steal a lap post from the road at 6 a.m. I've seen Geek and Sundry. Pretty sure I saw MC Fun a lot. There's something about a 50-yard rule where I can't closer than that. I don't know what that's about. And you know, I really wish you guys had been there. But it was still awesome. Anyway, I felt like I should call. I'm wearing pants that twice in as many weeks. And, yeah. Have a great day, and whoever's checking voicemail today, you're my new best friend.
I'm his friend again?
Thank you, movie phone guy. And if you're the drunk...
Wait.
I was there, you didn't say hi. And Doug was there, too. You didn't say hi.
What the heck, movie phone guy? Jeez.
Now you're in super trouble, whether you're wearing pants or not. It's not good.
Your pants are great.
I want to know who the drunk guy was. If you were the drunk guy, call. And you saw movie phone guy, we want to hear from you.
We want to get the other side of this...
The story.
The story. All right, well, let's go after emails. So here we have an email.
Okay, it's actually quite a long one. It says, hey, I started watching AnimeCon's TV via the website just in the past 2 to 3 months. Well, welcome. Awesome. I'm still rusty in trying to find all the information you have available, but wasn't sure if you ever had a feature on how to direct new panelists and what to expect when running a panel for the very first time.
Ooh.
I'm going to be doing a panel in June at Anime Next, and I wouldn't mind hearing some tips and pointers on what a panelist should expect. Everything from when to arrive, how to set up, etc. So the actual organization part, not the presentation, I'm a con virgin. My. However, I've been watching and following anime for almost all 40 years of my life. I decided to do a panel on my passion after 6 years of blogging on the subject, Sasuke/Ninja Warrior. Luckily, Anime Next has decided to allow it at their con this year, and I'm excited. I'm doing a presentation on my laptop, which I'm about to purchase, with photos and possible video clips. While I'm confident in the knowledge that I have on the subject, I'm not sure what the usual cons have as part of the presentation or panelists. What kind of stuff should I bring by to help make the panel run smoothly? Any help, even if it's a link to the existing article, video, or forum post, would be most appreciated. I think they found the junk guy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're gonna go pump his stomach. I was an ambulance. Okay, anyway.
But anyway.
Anyway, that's a fantastic question. Yeah. We actually have done a couple episodes on panelists. There's one from season 2, number 204, mm-hmm. and also season 5.
Yep, 535.
So you can go look those up on our website. I don't know if they're on YouTube, but you can look them up. Next week also, Doug's going to talk a little bit about panels as well. So definitely tune in next week and you'll get some more information from Doug as well. And good luck. We hope to hear about it. After it goes, you should give us a call and tell us how it went.
All right. Now, from our forums, we do have interesting topics we like to throw out there to kind of direct people there if they want to see it. But we do have this one recently. On a forum saying, says, I recently discovered that one of the vendors at a local con is a registered sex offender. Not sure what to do about it. I have notified the convention staff, but have received no response. I guess I wonder if I am the only mom that has the issue with this. I have already bought tickets and made plans to take my daughter. I will obviously keep an eye on her for while I'm there. There is a lot of underage kids that are unsupervised at this convention, however.
That's a really interesting concern. Yeah. I mean, it kind of pulls into their, you know, people don't know what to do if there's a sex offender registered next door down their street or, right. you know, and that can, there's not really, depending on the state you live in and the level of the sex offender, yeah. there may be things you can do and maybe nothing you can do other than educate yourself. And we kind of discussed this a little bit, I think a few years ago when there was an incident at KatsuCon where there was a sex offender who was an attendee, and we discussed a little bit about whether, you know, does the responsibility fall on the convention at that point or on the parents to be responsible for their children if they're underage, or for attendees to be responsible for themselves and for each other when they're at the convention. So there's actually discussion going on that right now in our forums. If you want to join in, if you have an opinion on it, please join the discussion. We're interested to hear what you have to say.
And if you're at a convention, just remember, see something, say something. We say this about not even just sex offenders in general. See something, say something.
And watch out for each other.
And watch out for each other. Because honestly, nothing's good to complain about it after the event. It's when you see something, say something, and it'd be fine. All right. And we continue on. All right, now let's take a look at the anime conventions that are coming up through June 2014 as found on animecons.com. Coming up on AnimeCons TV.
Doug shares how he prepares for a panel.
Elizabeth will bring you yet another cosplay segment.
And Patrick brings us more on-location footage. Don't know from where, but he'll be there.
So help us build our subscriber numbers.
Subscribe on iTunes at itunes.animecons.tv.
On YouTube at youtube.com/animeconspodcast.
Or just watch on our site at animecons.tv.
Put your priority there right now. You can follow us at twitter.com/animeconstv
and facebook.com/animeconstv
and animeconstv.tumblr.com
and google.com/plusanimecons if anyone's on Google Plus. Why?
Maybe. So let's hear your voice. Leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828.
Pants required. Call and let us know what cosplays you're working on and where you'll be wearing it.
You can also email us at podcast@animecons.tv and send us a photo if you want.
Thanks for watching. See you next week.
Bye. Coming up on AnimeCons TV.
Hold on.
Why are your hands in the way?
I gotta give a cue. 3, 2.
Ew, I touched it.
I'm your husband.
You don't want to look this on your face.
Oh, I missed Peggy. Okay.